Ms. Collins, who has sought unsuccessfully to persuade the Justice Department to defend the law's provisions on pre-existing conditions, predicted that the Texas ruling would be overturned, but said the Senate needed to press ahead with legislation even if it was not. "I was surprised that the judge was so sweeping in his decision," she said. "There was no need for him to strike down the entire ACA. He could have taken a much more surgical approach." Others were taking a wait-and-see attitude. Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma, said in an interview Saturday that he and his colleagues would likely want wait until they saw the outcome of the lawsuit before reacting. "They think they can whip people up over the health care issue. It worked well for them in the midterms," Mr. Cole said, referring to Democrats. "But we are 2 years away from the election, and I think very seldom does something happen in this time frame that has lasting political impact." Friday's decision could also give a boost to liberal Democrats who won hotly contested races running as advocates of Medicare for all. Even before the court decision on Friday, liberals were promising to make health care a central issue in the next presidential election. Democrats need to put a bright North Star in the sky for 2020 voters. For 2020 voters showing what Democrats would do with more power, and making clear that we're moving toward Medicare for all as a big part of a 2020 electoral strategy, said Adam Green, a founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, an advocacy group. "It seems pretty clear that the presidential nominee, whoever it is, will support Medicare for all." Recent polls have found that slightly more than half of Americans approve of the Affordable Care Act, with many more across political persuasions wanting to keep its provisions protecting people with pre-existing health conditions. But polls have also found that many Americans are unhappy with their health care and its costs, particularly drug prices. And both parties in Congress have taken note. Under the Affordable Care Act, many people of modest means can obtain subsidies covering all of their premiums, so the insurance is essentially free. But for those whose income is too high to qualify for subsidies, the cost remains high, a problem that the Trump administration and congressional Republicans have seized on.